Wesley Avila is a Mexican-American son of Los Angeles who was a forklift driver, then became a fine dining chef, then started running Gorilla Tacos, what's been called the best taco truck in LA. And his whole approach to making tacos isn't about tradition. It's about thinking about the taco as a form, or really as a way of life. It's about how you can make delicious tacos out of anything. Now, he's not a total anarchist, and there are some rules to making great tacos out of asparagus or potatoes or last night's leftover sausages. Here he is, giving our contributor Russ Parsons the lowdown.
Wesley Avila, welcome to Splendid Table.
Thanks for having me, Russ.
You know, everybody loves tacos, but I think for a lot of people still, it's something that you go out and you buy rather than something that you make at home. So let's go over some of the basics about how you make great tacos at home. What are the things that you should already have on hand and ready to go when you start?
Great tortillas. That's where it starts, either flour or corn. And then some kind of fat, whether it be butter, lard, nice olive oil to keep those tortillas warm. I warm mine up with a little bit of butter because growing up in Southern California, we grew up eating tortillas with butter. So even on the truck, I tend to use a lot of butter on my tortillas. And then either tomatoes or tomatillos to make some kind of salsa. And then there's chilies. I mean, you can get dry chilies, fresh chilies, some kind of garlic, shallot, or onion, and whatever kind of filling you'd like, whether it be some kind of fish protein, meat, pork, vegetables, and some kind of acid herb kind of thing going on, using cilantro or some parsley or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So you've got everything set up. You're ready to go. What are the steps in construction?
Well, the first thing you can do ahead of time is make your salsa. Whether you got tomatoes or tomatillos, you can roast them, you can do them raw, you can boil them, you can simmer them. You can do a lot of different ways. Like, it's like many ways to do a different sauce. The way I like to do it is roasting them over fire. You can makeshift it with a little grate over your fire burner. You want to get some nice color on your tomatoes, onion, serrano. And if you can't get fresh chilies, you can always order dry chilies, guajillo or chile de arbol, so different things like that. But just you need to be careful with like chile de arbol or the smaller, spicier ones, because when you start roasting in-house, you'll notice, you'll see what it's like to grow up in a house here in Southern California. Like growing up, my mom would make chile de arbol and she roasts them with a little bit of lard, but we would be like so dramatic little kids, you know, it'd be like pepper spray in the house and we'd have to like kneel down and go through the kitchen because it was just too spicy. You'd be coughing up a storm, your eyes would be watering. So you just be a little careful with the roasting of those. So we roast all our stuff till they're nice. You got a nice char on them, pop it in the blender with some salt and some kind of acid, whether it be fresh lime or white vinegar, things like that.
Okay, so now we've got the basics. Let's go a little bit deeper. What are the qualities of a great taco? What should every great taco have in it?
For me, there are some key points. A warm tortilla, a nice savory filling, and it's got to have enough heft to it. So if you're going to have something that's lighter, like a light fish, it's got to have some butter. Or if it's going to be some vegetables, like some asparagus, the salsa itself has to be more rich. So it's like an almond salsa, a pumpkin seed kind of salsa. And speaking of the salsa, a spicy salsa, because for me, I don't like bland food. I like food that's nuanced and restrained with purpose. But if you're doing tacos, I feel it should be spicy, savory, crunchy, and then some fresh herbs for sure. That's key for me in any tacos, in any combination of ingredients. As long as it has those things, you're on the right track.
And what about acidity? I've noticed with your tacos, it's like there's a backbone there that kind of helps define the flavor.
Yeah, there's definitely a pop to our tacos, whether it be fresh lime that we add to the salsas, or we do this thing called salsa bruja, which is a lime juice, sugar, fish sauce, garlic, serranos, and you mix that up, and that's kind of the acid we use on all our tostadas. It adds a lot of flavor, but yeah, there's definitely acid in every taco I do, especially the ones that are rich, like, you know, carnitas, things like that. Definitely got to have some acid.
You know, the tacos you make at Gorilla Tacos are really, they're fine dining tacos. What are your favorite tacos to make at home?
My favorite tacos to make at home are probably the ones where you take yesterday's dinner and make today's lunch. Like, for instance, I had sausages from the Alpine Village left over from a barbecue. And these are just German brats, you know, Bavarian vice versa. So, you know, they're already cooked, ready to go. So what I'll get is chop them up, mix them with some onion, some serrano chili, and just kind of saute that together and warm up whatever kind of tortilla I have. Add that and usually any kind of salsa I have. The salsa that I have that I would normally have at the house would be something like a arbol chile or a roasted tomato chile. We do a raw tomatillo salsa, but that's better used in 1 to 2 days. So when you have a raw salsa, it's like gazpacho or any kind of fresh thing, you want to have it when it's bright and fresh. And the roasted ones tend to last for about a week, even 2 weeks if they're really spicy.
That sounds wonderful. Wesley Avila, thank you so much for being on Splendid Table.
Thanks for having me.
Wesley Avila is the author of Guerrilla Tacos. Russ Parsons' book is How to Pick a Peach, and Wesley left us with the recipes for the salsas he talked about, roasted tomatillo salsa and arbol salsa. You can find them at splendidtable.org.